You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
I don't like to cringe. I don't like my crimes to be graphic or make people feel uncomfortable. A little shoplifting never hurt anybody. You ever shoplift, Conrad?
I don't know if I should say.
I don't think people are coming after you. Do you think the police have enough tickets to ride for parking?
When I was five,
a Snickers bar.
When I was five, you know, I had to grab that Snickers bar.
All right. I think that's forgivable. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. I am Pete Chwaba. Great to have you with me. It is Thursday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, or anywhere, wherever you're listening on. If you're not in the state of Wisconsin, we know we have listeners outside the state on the stream or on the app, and that's great, too. Wherever you are, happy Thursday, everybody. This is the Christmas Eve of weekdays, and it's at least sunny. But once again, I had this false sense of, I went outside thinking it was beautiful because the sun was, crazy bright. And I just have a sweatshirt on. I live kind of by the water. I had to go back in and get a coat. What kind of BS is that?
Well, I mean,
it's May. It's almost mid-May.
Yeah. This weekend's going to be warmer.
Yeah.
Hoping. Those plans don't change.
We'll see what happens, but hopefully we can bring some warmth to your night, folks. It's great to have you with me here at Nightlight. Whatever happened to you today, put it aside, and let's have some fun tonight. We're going to talk about movies. It's Thursday night. That means we're doing the popcorn pick of the week. We've got a movie fan who told me that he hasn't watched a ton of movies lately, and that's okay. The popcorn pick of the week. This can be a pick, whoever the guest is can make a pick throughout the course of their life. A movie they saw that they could recommend, that they would maybe want to rewatch or recommend other people see for the first time. That's totally fine. Aaron Carreno will be here. He is one of Civic Media's own. He's our boss, Conrad.
Yes, he is.
So we will like his pick no matter how terrible it is.
That's going to be a big drum roll.
It's going to be a big drum roll. It'd be great to have Aaron here. He's a great guy. And he is I almost wanted to call him the Nightlight fill-in host. Remember, he covered for me one night, and
you
guys had a blast. You had a little too much fun without me, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about that. But Aaron, he's been in radio his whole life. He's been an on-air personality, and he's a sharp dude. He'll be here at 6:35 making the popcorn pick of the week. We've added a guest. If you follow us on social media, and if you do, and if you're there, give us a like or a follow. It's always great to get those from you guys. But we've added a guest. Melissa Kay will be here at 7:05. She is in a play in Wisconsin Rapids. She's very active in local theater there, and she is the voice of news on WFHR. So she will join us at 7:05 to talk about a play of which you could still get seats in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's this weekend, so she's very active in the theater community there. It'll be fun to talk to Melissa. And then at 7:20, our friend Deandra Marie will be here in studio. She's been here before, and she sang two or three? She sang at least a couple tunes last time, and they were great. She's got a beautiful voice, great lyricist, and she brought her folks with her last time.
Yes, she did.
Her dad was like the roadie. He brought the piano
yep.
on his shoulder. Pretty strong guy. I think he could take you. That's what I'm saying. And you're my backup. I feel like if a guest ever gets too ticked off at me, you got my back, right?
You know, might have to see.
Too late. Now you ruined it.
Might have the guest back, you know?
All right. Well, that's great. I can't wait till we do your review again. All right. You got my back. I have your back, Conrad. You know how many people have come to this studio and wanted to fight you since we started this show?
How many?
I could count on two hands and double that.
Well,
I don't know what you do to rub people the wrong way,
you know,
outside of this studio.
I think I've only rubbed one person the wrong way.
Me?
You know.
No, we have fun here, buddy. This is all in good fun. Folks, if you're driving around right now and you feel awkward or like this is like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type weirdness, awkwardness, it's all in good fun. Conrad and I, well, I guess we don't have each other's backs, but we get along just fine.
Yeah, we're coworkers.
We'll continue to do so. Exactly. We talk by the water cooler. We don't even have a water cooler. But it's good to have you with us, folks. It is a Thursday night, and the weekend is right around the corner. The weekend is supposed to be beautiful, and Conrad just gave his de facto three-day forecast. So I think we'll have some good weather this weekend, and we'll have some fun tonight talking about all the things we love to talk about: movies, TV, music, comedy, the arts, culture, cool stuff going on here in Wisconsin. And this is a big deal. There's a lot going on today in the news. And I don't know if we want to do a deep dive on this, but we got a new Pope.
I saw that. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a Bears fan.
Do you know that for sure?
I have no idea.
Well, he's from Chicago.
I did see something pretty funny that I think you'll like.
I saw a couple things too.
Did you see the one about the 4,000 yards?
No. But Caleb Williams throwing for 4,000 yards?
No, it said...
Or a Bears quarterback?
It said Chicago produced a new Pope before they produced a quarterback that threw for more than 4,000 yards.
Not that funny.
It's pretty good. Well,
but so what? Like, the Pope is more important. This is a spiritual leader in the world. Come on.
It all goes back to football, Pete. Every time.
I don't know about that. But it's exciting. The Pope is from Chicago. He's a Midwesterner. He's probably been to Summerfest and thrown a few back over the years. Maybe he went to the Wisconsin Dells as a kid.
He went to Villanova to do his studies.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And those two, Villanova and Boston College, are going back and forth now because Villanova is saying, we have a Pope before Boston College produced a Pope. I mean, what a weird rivalry. You know what I mean? Like, I could not give, I just don't care. I think it's great that he's from here, from the Midwest, and he has the blessing of, literally, the blessing of Pope Francis. So that kind of ideology should continue within the Catholic Church. But that's cool. Good for them. Did you see this story, though, that the Cardinals who picked the Pope... And admittedly, I know more about this now because of the movie Conclave. See, movies teach us all we need to know.
I still haven't seen Conclave, so.
It's pretty good. And a lot of the Cardinals consulted the movie Conclave and say it's very accurate. And they to do research.
I wouldn't expect, I'd expect them from like, take like looks at like books from like the 1400s or something.
Where did Conclave do their research from? If the Popes are looking to, or the Cardinals are looking at Conclave. And I half expected us to have a Pope Stanley Tucci, but we got a new Pope. That's exciting.
A Pope Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Boy, there is not a lot of funny coming from that side of the glass. You got to tighten up tonight, buddy. Come on. You're better than that. You did share with me something I thought was kind of cool, though. The Utah hockey team has a new.
Yeah. And remember, my choice was the team's mascot now.
The Mammoths?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
Yep, they're no longer the Utah Hockey Club.
Hockey Club?
Which is, I think it's funny that they started selling merch with that on it.
Yeah.
And then they already got a, because they just started this year.
Right.
And they already started selling jerseys that just says Utah Hockey Club on it. Like, why wouldn't you wait until you get the Mammoths?
Because those will be collector's items now.
I guess so.
Unless they suck at hockey, then nobody will care.
I mean, they're not great.
Yeah.
But
I can live with Mammoths, but
I think it's pretty cool.
I think the Utah Hockey Club was kind of cool too, though.
Yeah, it's
a bit of a novelty, but
no, it's just plain
stories here. I was driving here tonight, and this drove me crazy. I often talk about people because I have this commute, and they just clog the left lane. But usually, when people get, you know, when people come up close to you behind you, the person will move over to the right. They'll be like, oh, asleep at the wheel, you know, slacking off. Excuse me, I'll move to the right. Tonight or today, I'm driving here. There's a pickup truck pulling a boat. Everybody is flying by this guy on the right. It had to be 40 cars. And they're just, we're fine. We're fine right here. Like, they must not even know what the left lane is for.
Do you see the license plate?
No. And it's not like a jailable offense. It's just like, wow, I just can't believe how clueless.
Well, I'm just saying, what state were they from?
Wisconsin.
You know?
That I know. And they had the boat. And they were going south.
Well, then there's 41. No excuse. There's no excuse then.
But it's like that everywhere. You're supposed to get out of the left lane, ideally anyway. It's a free country, but still.
You know, I hate when you kind of get stuck behind someone and then there's a car pile up behind you.
Yeah.
And then you're waiting for everyone to go around too.
Right.
And you're like the last person now to do that.
Because they're flying by you because you're slowed up by the guy in front of you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like by default. All right. Hey, we should get to the question of the night. We got a good one.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite TV or movie detective? That's a good one. Lots to choose from, too, folks. Who is your favorite TV or movie detective? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Chime in and hear your text read on the radio. Remember last night? That was funny when I think it was Anna from Madison, said you're making fun of someone for listening on the radio, but you're a radio show. But I wasn't really making fun of her. I was just saying, you know, we have so many listeners on the app and on the stream. It was refreshing to hear that someone like Ali was just still listening on the radio. I think
yeah,
that was
you
fantastic.
Know, sometimes you just think about the radio just being in a car too.
Right.
No, that's you could have people around in your living room listening to that radio.
Absolutely.
Like the good old times.
For sure. And if you're listening on the app, folks, you can let us know there, too. Just click the little text icon right next to whatever station you're listening to. We're on statewide, so you should have no problem there reaching the show. And as I mentioned, we'll read it on the radio. If you're watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, or what else are we on, Conrad? YouTube, Facebook.
Twix.
And Twix. And of course, Twix, yeah. I got the Twix broadcast right in front of me. We're on the WGBW and WISS website. Lots of ways to watch or listen to Nightlight. And it's great that you find us no matter how you do it. So I'm going to go first. I have two. I have a comedic detective and a regular detective. My comedic one is Fletch. Actually, you know what? Disqualified. He's not a detective.
He's an investigative journalist.
Journalism. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say Bosch then.
I think it still counts. Fletch counts.
Because he investigates?
All right. It's just a funny movie, and, you know, he's got to solve a case.
True. All right.
So, you count that.
As long as I got Conrad vouching for me. What are you going to say?
I was going to say Fletch 2.
Fletch 2? Or
is
Fletch,
there a Fletch
also?
Wait,
there
is there a Fletch 2?
And it's bad. And then there's a remake with John Hamm.
Oh, God.
Who is in everything now.
I will say there is my favorite TV. You're not going to like this.
It's Adam Sandler.
He made that movie Murder Mystery, but I won't count that. But it's the Mosby Boys.
Who's that?
It's in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
And it's Ted Mosby. He solved the case of the missing retainer.
Is he an actual detective?
One episode, he was.
That's the only reason you pick Fletch. So by default, your favorite TV show guy would get on there too. All right.
I love Fletch, though.
Who's your favorite TV or movie detective? Let us know. We will read your text when we come back. And I'm going to tell you about a new amusement park I think is really weird. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it's late in the evening and all the music's seeping through.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for this evening's broadcast. Great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, we're getting a lot of action on this. I should get going on these texts. Who is your favorite TV or movie detective? I started to say Fletch, but he's not really detective. So I said Bosch. I love the show Bosch, as many of you who listen to the show regularly know. It's just a great show. So that is our question of the night. And we will read your text on the radio. So let us know. We have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do. Ollie from Northwoods.
It's not a telemarketer, right?
I don't think Ollie is.
Ollie, are you a telemarketer now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just am a great fan of yours. That's all.
Well, right back at you. Thank you very much. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I have two detectives that are that I especially like was Magnum PI.
Oh yeah, right.
And Monk.
Oh, Monk is great, and a nice Wisconsin connection there too, with Tony Shalhoub being from De Pere. That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. He's from De Pere, and that's a great show.
I love that show.
Yeah, same here. That's a great show. And your other one was, what was the other one you said?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Who could not like Magnum? He's an oldie but a goodie.
Fantastic. Thank you for the call, Ollie. Have a great night. Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much. All right, so those are good. That starts us off. We got on the text, on the text, Lyler V, Bosch. Yes, another one for Bosch. Great show.
Lil Irv?
Lil Irv. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you, Lil Irv. Thank you, Lil Irv. And on behalf of Big Irv, who gave you your nickname, assuming, that's a great answer. Thank you. PJ also says, the one and only Inspector Gadget. Nice. He says the cartoon is better than the movie. Little Irv Kunish. Irv Kunish, yeah, he was a football coach. I know that because Mike Strela was on the show, and that was his football coach. See, Conrad, you think everything comes back to football, and to some degree it does, but everything comes back to Marinette.
Comes back to football.
Is the center of the universe. Thank you, Little Irv, Mr. Kunish. Awesome. Their family house was not far from where I lived either, too. So we got a serious Marinette connection going here. And Bosch is awesome. So Lisa Hale on the social media stream says, for his aw shucks, I'm not too smart. Help me understand delivery and way of snagging a suspect. You got to go with Columbo. Another one from the archives. Although that goes back even farther than Magnum P.I., which Ollie said. Matt Harper says, Detective Bunk Moreland, The Wire, yes, played by Wendell Pierce. Love it, Matt. Bunk is fantastic. He and McNulty taking care of business. I love when they went through this phase, too, on The Wire where they detectives would fall asleep at their desk and another one would walk up and cut their tie off and then, like, kiss it. It was beautiful. Great show. Todd Michaels says, Columbo, period. Oh, just one more thing. Oh, I can't see his replies, though. They're buried. They're not printed. But Todd says Columbo, period. Todd is not willing to debate this with anyone. As far as Todd concerned, it's Columbo and nobody else. All right. I can accept that, Todd. Thank you, buddy. Amanda Nimmer says psychic detective Sean Spencer. Do we know who that is? I don't think I know that. If you don't mind going to the Google there, Conrad. Monica Hale says Peter Falk as Columbo. Another Columbo. For American TV detectives, Sean Evans as a young Inspector Morse on the British detective series Endeavor. I am not familiar. Thank you for that, Monica.
So it's from the show. He's from the show Psych.
Oh, Psych. Yeah. Okay.
Sean Spencer. Yes.
I watched about seven of those once. I just forgot his name. There's some funny stuff on that show. Great one, Amanda. Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother says Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. But if you notice, Todd Michaels, if you're listening, Eric didn't say Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, period. So emphatically, I mean, he did use a period, but he didn't say it like you meant it. He's open for discussion. Todd just says he knows. Nikki Zurjev says Eric Rathsack. All righty then. I miss Nikki. Nikki, how are you? Nikki says those meddling kids from Scooby-Doo. Great one. And here's some more, too. You got a lot of these in the social media. I love it. Carol Horning says Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes. Lisa M. Hale says, Todd Michaels, your favorite is Sherlock Holmes, hands down. There's a little argument going on here between WGBW employees. And I love that I'm right in the middle of it. Dave Wildy says, Columbo. Another one for Columbo. I might have to give that a rewatch. Was it Jimmy Pardo that was saying he watched someone recently said they've kind of revisited Columbo, and it's fantastic. I've never really watched it. I'll have to give it a try. Jesse Wheeler, Columbo. Oh my God. Mike Key, Monk. He hates people, and he's from Wisconsin. That's another one for Monk. Our homeboy, Tony Shalhoub. Tyler on social media says, if Fletch counts, that's who. If not, I'll go with Don Knotts in Private Eyes. Oh, wow. Nice one, Tyler. I guess we're deciding Fletch counts.
I think it does.
Let's try to get through some more of these before the news. Jeremy Joseph says, Scooby-Doo. Thank you, Jeremy. Adam Paul, also another one for Sean Spencer, unless I already read that one. Brian Mills says, Joe Friday. But he was a sergeant. That's okay. You got a promotion. We'll take that. Where are we at here? We've got Sherry. Sherry from Oricon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us. Brian from Green Bay says, I was going to be a bishop, but I hate walking diagonally. Hashtag chest joke. Love it, Brian. Thank you, buddy. Sydney from Oregon. Oregon, Wisconsin, you think, Conrad, or the actual state of Oregon?
I think Oregon, Wisconsin.
Probably. I didn't even know there was an Oregon, Wisconsin. I just learned something. Thank you, Sydney. He says, Gordy from Grantchester. I don't know that one either. We'll have to Google that one, too. Thank you, buddy. Chris, that's Casper, buddy. Ace Ventura. All righty, then. Another one for Ace Ventura. We'll get to the rest of your texts in a little while. Coming up next, folks, we've got live music tonight. We've got someone from live theater coming on at 7:05. And up next is Aaron Carreno with the Popcorn Pick of the Week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with us on this gorgeous Thursday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We are having some fun with our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite movie or TV detective? So let us know on the stream, on the app. The phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. But right now, we are going to do what we do every Thursday night here. We talk about movies quite a bit, and we're going to get a popcorn pick of the week. And giving us a pick this week is, how do you describe a guy like Aaron Carreno, Conrad? He's he's our boss, so you got to use positive words. And we're going to like whatever he picks. We've established that.
An all-around great guy.
All-around great guy. He's filled in here on Nightlight. He's had a long career in radio, and he is a big shot here at Civic Media and a great guy. Aaron Carreno joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Pete. You can call me whatever you want.
you say that on the radio, but come on, let's be honest. Great to have you, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, it's good, man. It's a beautiful night down here in Madison, and hey, I can't complain about that, except the fact that the pollen is at 150%, and I sound probably like I've got a severe cold, but I feel fine, right?
You don't sound that bad. I think you sound good. I wouldn't have noticed that, but I'm with you on the pollen. I'm not a fan. It's wreaks havoc.
It sure does. But yeah, no, I'm happy to be here. Always happy to fill in for you, and you know, no pressure. Show sounds great. I'm not listening at all. Wink, wink. No, it's fine.
Listen, last time you did a little too well when you filled in for me, so I probably won't take a vacation for the next couple of years. So, but I do appreciate it, and I hope it was fun for you too.
Well, that would explain why I probably haven't gotten a phone call then in about 2.5 months, right?
It's great to have you here. I appreciate you taking time out. Let's start with, let's get to this popcorn pick of the week. We'll get your pick in a bit, but first, what kind of movies do you like, Aaron? You're a busy guy. Let's say you find yourself having some time. You can actually go to the theater or watch something at home. What is your genre of choice?
I mean, I like real, I kind of like, documentaries, biopics, but I like comedies. And I'm kind of a classic comedy guy. You know, I'll watch a lot of new stuff, but admittedly, I probably watch more series than I do necessarily movies.
Okay.
But you'll find me watching stuff where I always feel like I'm learning, or maybe that's what people think I'm probably too serious. Because I'm always watching things that are serious in nature, but a little bit of everything from time to time.
Well, that's a great answer. And that's a great way. I mean, there's great movies in all genres, so you have to kind of keep an open mind with that. I think that's smart. How do you like to watch movies, Aaron? Do you like, do you go to the theater? Do you watch them at home?
So honestly, I'd rather watch a movie in the theater because it demands my full attention.
Yeah.
And I know we all have a little attention span stuff going on these days. For me, it's like if I watch a movie at home and I'm with my significant other, I can guarantee you there's going to be pausing. I'm going to guarantee you there's trips to the fridge, to the bathroom. I need uninterrupted eyes on the screen. And that's why airplanes are also a great place for me to watch a movie.
Oh,
because
nice.
I'm stuck, right? You're stuck and you got to watch it. And you don't want to climb over the person next to you. And so that seems to work well.
You know, it's so true what you say, too, about being distracted. Like, this happened to me recently, about 4 months ago. I went to a movie. I was the only one in the theater. And I pulled my phone out because it was just me. Like, that's what I do at home. And that's part of the reason I go to the theater is I don't want to do that. But it's so easy to do when you're the only one.
It really is. Disconnecting is like something that I prioritize these days. And so being in the theater, like you're not going to text me. You can right. text me. I'm not going to text you back.
Right.
Or I'll put do not disturb on because then I'm completely disconnected. Maybe that's why the airplane is fine because airplanes and theaters, assuming you're the abiding person in the movie theater that does not have the ringtone on or anything like that, it's a pretty good space to focus.
Absolutely. Let's get you to the question of the night. Do you have a favorite TV detective or movie detective, Aaron?
I don't know. I mean, I've always been, I can't say Inspector Gadget, can I?
Come yes.
On, that would count, right? Probably
yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, somebody else, I think we may have had two votes for, we're getting flooded. Apparently people love movie and TV detectives because the text line is active tonight. And we've already, I think we've heard that a couple times. So it absolutely counts. And that's a great choice.
What about Pet Detective? Has anyone said Ace Ventura yet?
Yes, a few people. In fact, okay. Chris Casper, our pal, we've got some civic media action with Ace Ventura too. So he's a popular choice as well. So when you go to the theater, Aaron, do you like to go by yourself or do you like company? Do you like to take someone with you or do you like to really zone in on a movie?
You know, admittedly, I've never gone to a movie by myself, but that's something that I would like to try.
Oh, wow.
And given that I have a full, like an open house to myself for the next 7 days, you actually might find me at the theater. But I typically go with somebody because then there's always that commentary when you're done. When you're walking out of the theater, you debrief.
Right. I like to do that too. Like there's the dinner and the movie thing. Like you rush to a movie or you go to a movie and then you can talk about it afterwards at dinner. And sometimes my wife likes to go to dinner first and I'm like, well, then you're kind of rushing. You got that hanging over your head. I don't like to be rushed when I watch movies. I like to get there for the previews, take my time. So, all right, let's say Aaron has some time on his hands and he can pick a movie. Are you going to pick like a big franchise movie or Marvel movie, Aaron, or are you going the independent route?
I'm probably going to do a franchise, and that's only because I'm thinking of the movie in mind that I have tonight, which I probably think was brought up on the show before. But because I was at this specific tourist destination, I couldn't help but think of it as one of my favorites.
Oh, this is great. Okay, you're building some anticipation. I like that.
Giving you the tease here.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. That is the voice of Aaron Carreno. He works at Civic Media here. He's the operations director, and he is a great mentor to all of us here at WGBW. And he has had a long career in radio and fills in here at Nightlight once in a while. And he is going to make the popcorn pick of the week just moments away, folks. Have you ever cried during a movie, Aaron?
I have. I can't think of the movie that I cried. What? You know, did I cry at A Star Is Born? I'm not entirely sure. I may have, but I did cry at. Let me think about that for a second and see if I can't in maybe the next segment or after. But I have cried in a theater before, and it's okay. I feel like that's the best place to cry because no one can see me and how puffy I get, and I don't have to hold back. You ever try holding back? It just doesn't work well.
Then you're blubbering.
You just got to let it go.
Yeah, exactly. I will say nowadays I cry more than I did, and I cry easily anyway. I'm a kind of a sentimental guy. I'm emotional, and sometimes I'll be at home, and I'll say something, or my kids will bring up a memory, and they'll go, oh, boy, here we go. Dad's going to cry. But, like, at movies, I remember the first time I cried, and it was during Terms of Endearment. And I was watching it in my college dorm room with a co-ed group of people. And I it just hit me. That was the first time. And I thought, oh, my God. And at that point in my life, I was like, I don't think I should be crying in a movie. Like, it really affected me. And but now I do it all the time. Like, movies are good. You know, if it hits home, it should affect you.
If it makes you cry, it also kind of proves that you're human, right? I think
right.
Silver Linings Playbook. I think I cried during that, the end of it, or somewhere in the middle of it.
Okay.
I but there's one more recently, and I just can't think of it. That the Fred Rogers movie, Pete. That was the
man.
One.
Dude,
what was it called? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or something like that?
Yeah, I had to introduce that documentary on PBS. I'll tell you, I'll go a step further even. When Fred Rogers was on 2020, they replayed it after he died. And I bawled. Like, I grew up watching Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and The Electric Company, and I lost it. I was by myself in my apartment, like in the 90s, and I could not believe. So I probably would avoid that movie. I still haven't seen it all the way through.
Well, it's I think like that's probably the one that it was so real, and positive movies like that with people who made such an impact. And I don't want to get too down the path here, but you know, sometimes things are negative, right?
Yeah.
As an eternally optimistic person, I always have this, you know, happy-go-lucky attitude for the most part. And watching that movie, and it reminds you that there are still a lot of really good things happening and some good people in the world. So
absolutely.
It pulled at me, man. It pulled at me.
No, that's a great point too, about, you know, everything that show was about. It was fantastic. All right. So Aaron, what is your favorite movie snack? It's called the Popcorn Pick of the Week, but you are free to choose any kind of confection or whatever you so desire.
Yeah. I love that you asked me that, because I was watching something about how theaters came to be. I think it was one of those like Nat Geo shows, and they were getting into like the snack part of it. And I recently, like within the last week, bought a box of candy, and I think it may be my new snack in addition to popcorn time I go to the theater. And it's Bunch of Crunch.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? Like, you just said that. My wife loves Bunch of Crunch with popcorn. Like the combination of the chocolate and the popcorn. That's a great choice.
Like I totally get it. Like, and it's one of those things where it's not a snack that's easily accessible at like the grocery store or at like a convenience store. Like, you feel like there are certain snacks you're only going to find when you're at a movie theater or movie something. And it's got to be in the box. If it's not in the box, I don't want it. It's got to remind me of that tangible piece that's missing as my movie companion.
I love it. We actually had a listener at some point over the course of the last few weeks or couple months who liked Milk Duds so much, they ate Milk Duds even when they weren't at movies. And that just didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But I guess those people are out there, so that's good.
I got to meet somebody like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. One more question before we get your pick, buddy. Have you ever snuck booze into a movie theater?
I think maybe. So, well, I think the answer to that is yes. And it had to have been when I was living in Green Bay. There was the Budget Cinemas that was, I think it was like part of, it was off East Mason. I can't even think of the name of it or what the name of the facility was. But it was like an old mall. I think it's deconstructed now, and it's just multiple different stores. But there were no rules there. As long as you paid $5 or $3, you got in, and it was fine. And people were pulling out snacks. There may have been a little bottle of wine. I'm not entirely sure. It was a while ago. But that place was great. Do you want to talk about watching great movies on a budget? When you're in college or when you're strapped for some cash, those places were awesome. There was the one in Madison Market Square, and that went away a couple of years ago. It's now apartments, but long gone are the days of when you could, you know, go to that budget movie and make it a little extra budget friendly. How about you?
I have, and you just reminded me, like, you kind of went to a Flick's Brew House before there was a Flick's Brew House. It sounded like this little gourmet meal there. No, I have done that, and now I sometimes will sneak non-alcoholic beer in. That's how lame I am. But, yeah, as a kid, I did that sometimes. Or as an adult, not as a kid. As an adult, I would go with friends, and we would sneak in a couple of beers. But I think the statute of limitations has run out. I don't think it's a prosecutable offense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right with that. And to be fair, they didn't sell anything back then, right?
Right,
we didn't have
yes.
the cool places like Flick's Brew House or the Marcus Theaters with the cool experiences where you can order at your seat. We didn't have any of those places.
That's a great point. All right.
It was like you were required to go to Pick and Save and then go to the movies.
Fill
right?
your pockets, but, yeah. You're like the guy in Animal House going through the checkout line after he's stolen everything and his clothes are bulging and he says, nothing for me today, thanks. So, all right, Aaron Carreno is here. We're having such a good time. We're going to do his pick. We're going to get his pick after a very short break, folks. You're going to want to hear this. Don't go anywhere. Melissa Kay coming up at 7:05, talking local theater in Grand Rapids, and then live in studio entertainment with DeAndre Marie at 7:20. You got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I did not start, and it breaks my heart.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Advertise. Eyes.
Oh, there we go. Conrad firing up some Born in the USA because we have a new pope. And he was born in the USA. It's exciting, a big day. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back. And not to be outdone, look, we have a new pope. There's a lot of other stuff going on today, which is pretty cool. And we're about to find out what Aaron Carreno's popcorn pick of the week is, folks. He works at Civic Media. He fills in here at Nightlight at times. He's had a great career in radio, and he is he's a big shot at Civic Media, and it's great to have him here. Buddy, are you getting close? Are you getting ready to unleash your pick on us?
I'm just a guy, Pete. Yeah, I am. I have it ready. The pick stems from a sequel that I actually watched recently. So I have watched a movie recently.
Okay.
But the pick is probably the movie that I would prefer of this series.
All right, hold on. Conrad, are you ready? This is big stuff coming. And Aaron is downplaying. He says he's just a guy. But I build up everybody, Aaron. That's what I do here. People wish I could announce them wherever they go. You ready, Conrad? Here we go. We are about to get Aaron Carreno's popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Carreno, if you please.
Vegas Vacation.
Oh, nice.
Now, it's because, Pete, I came back from Vegas on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you
so
just
it's
took
the pick
a Vegas
of the week
vacation.
Because it just felt like it was part of the whole thing that I was doing last week. But the real movie that I saw that led me to picking Vegas Vacation, that's an easy one, right? Everybody loves the Griswold.
Sure.
A lot of cheesy humor. Mr. Papa Giorgio, all whole thing. But the movie I saw was the Ed Helms Christina Applegate Vacation from about 10 years ago.
Okay. And what did you think of that compared to the original?
So it was on TNT, and I don't know. You know how those networks run millions of the same movies over and over and over and over and over again? It was underwhelming. It was slightly cringe at times when I was, like, some of the humor coming out of the sun was probably not appropriate. I mean, that, like, you know, something that probably wouldn't necessarily even fly in 2025. I thought it was funny, but it was just a bit more, it was like forced cheese, you know?
Yeah.
It just didn't, have you seen it?
I haven't seen the Ed Helms one, and I haven't seen Vegas Vacation in ages, but I love that you went off, not off topic, but you didn't pick the obvious one. You went kind of deeper into the franchise, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, the Vegas Vacation was always fun. You know, Christmas Vacation, all of them are great,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a classic. They're all classic. But the Vacation was on, and I had to watch it, and we kind of were laughing as we were watching it, but Vegas Vacation has to be one of the all-time well, one of the all-time greats with everybody. I mean, Randy Quaid and everybody's in it. But, you know, it's a movie that like that where it's kind of stupid, cheesy humor. I mean, they don't make a lot of movies like that, I feel like, these days. They're more
right.
complex, and it used to be simpler back then. And I'm saying that from a guy who's relatively young, I think. But
right.
movies like that are I don't know. They're just kind of the tacky, easy watch.
No, you're right. And they don't make straight up comedies, at least not that go right to the theaters. Or it's much more rare than it used to be. But that is a fantastic choice, Aaron. He's just a guy, folks. That's how he defines himself. But we know him as Aaron Carreno, fill-in host at Nightlight, operations director here at Civic Media, and an all-around good guy. Thank you so much, buddy. This was so much fun.
Hey, glad to be here. And unfortunately, I'm looking at this. It didn't get good Rotten Tomato scores. But whatever. It's a classic. It's fine.
It's special to you and to us now. And it's a great pick. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. All right, Aaron Carreno. That was a good one, Conrad. It was not as obscure as Todd Alba's. Remember Todd's pick? We had to like do lab research to find that movie title. That was insane.
I just, you know, the main thing I remember is the tutu.
But with the Jack Daniels and the cigar, it was fantastic. We got to get through some texts here, folks. Our question of the night is who is your favorite movie or TV detective? I was going to say Angela Lansbury too, but she is a detective, right? She's a very popular one.
Should I know who that?
Go to the Google. Take a memo, will you? Michael from Tosa says Columbo. Great one, Michael. Thank you. Melissa from Madison says Harry Callahan. Do you know who Harry Callahan is, Conrad?
Sounds familiar.
Go ahead. Make my day. Clint Eastwood.
Dirty
Harry. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite movie detective is Inspector Clouseau. And then in parentheses, she puts Pete Sellers. I love that she called him Pete and not Peter. They're on first name basis. She says he is from the Pink Panther movies. My favorite TV detective is Frank Columbo. Man, Columbo is crushing it tonight. I got to watch this show. Sherry from Horicon says, my mom and I used to watch Columbo with Peter Falk. Nice, Sherry. You're in good company here tonight. Mike from Cottage Grove says Peter Sellers. He used the full pronunciation. Thank you, Mike. Al from Madison says Frank Cannon. Oh, I remember Cannon. What was his name? William something. Kojak and Beretta. Al is going full-blown 70s detectives. Frank Cannon, Kojak, and Beretta. Great choices, Al. WGBW, listening on WGBW, is Drake from Green Bay. He says Andre Brower from Homicide: Life on the Street. Drake, if this were like 15 years ago, I probably would have said Andre Brower too. I loved his character. And the actor is no longer with us, unfortunately, but he would get people in the box, and it was a great show, the precursor to The Wire, and by the same creator, David Simon. Great choice. Ed from Madison says, Rockford and Kojak tied for second. Not first? Oh, Columbo, I'm sorry. Ed says, Columbo is first, then Rockford and Kojak. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, no love for Sherlock Holmes? Benedict Cumberbatch version.
Yes, the Robert Downey
Did
Jr.
You like
ones
that?
Suck.
I have not seen
the Robert Downey ones. I fell asleep during the movies.
Okay. Lori from Hayward says Rockford from Rockford Files and Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote. Okay, Angela Lansbury is on there. Lori from Hayward. And Bridget says Olivia Benson. Bridget's in the 818. Olivia Benson has been on for 25 years on the Dick Wolf Show, Law & Order SVU. Outstanding choices. We've still got more to go. We'll get to those after intermission, and we will bring up our friend Melissa Kay. That's coming up after Civic Media. Our news team keeps you informed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.